This is chapel for January 2nd, 1962. Dr. Scoggins is bringing our message.
Ring out the old, ring in the new. Ring happy bells across the snow. The year is going, let him go. Ring out the false, ring in the true. Ring out a slowly dying cause and ancient forms of party strife. Ring in the nobler modes of life with sweeter manners, purer laws. Loving Heavenly Father, God of all the years, Creator of the ends of the earth, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Redeemer of all who believe in Thee, Keeper of every covenant Thou hast made, Giver of life and Sustainer, Thou whose ways are above our ways and whose thoughts are higher than our thoughts, Thou who hast loved us with such unspeakably great love that Thou couldst give Thine only begotten Son for our redemption. Thou who art so wise that even the least of the sparrows of the field does not fall without Thy knowledge. Thou who hast purposed to redeem unto Thyself all which Thou hast created. Thou who art able to give us the strength to keep every good resolution. Come with us, covenant with us, tabernacle with us today as we begin this new year. In the mad rush of our lives, may we have the grace to be still and know that Thou art God, and to be amazed at Thy wonder and glory, to be awed by the workings of Thy purpose. And may we see how futile and fruitless is the effort to fulfill self. And thus may we be willing to be what Thou wouldst have us to be. Bless our school, our president, our dean, all the members of the administration and faculty, every student. Bless those who are kept from coming back with us today because of bad weather. And those who even now may be struggling to get here through snow and ice. Comfort them and keep them and protect them as they travel. Guide us as we undertake to bring this semester's work to a close and look to examination and registration and new semester. In every little detail of our lives, be Thou with us and bless us. And in the great things which we attempt to do together, be Thou with us. Make us truly a fellowship of those who love Thee and who love one another. May we keep Thy commandments and be true to the highest calling of the gospel in Jesus Christ, in whose name we make our prayer. Amen. One of the most beautiful temple hymns in all of the Bible is that found in the 136th Psalm. It's an antiphonal hymn, one which the Manatseach, the leader, recited, and one in which the congregation joined. It is a hymn of 26 stanzas with a common refrain running through each of these 26 stanzas. I should like to read this hymn now for our message this morning, and would like to have you join with me in the refrain in each of the 26 stanzas. The King James translation of the refrain is for his mercy endureth forever. Let me read the verse, and you read immediately after, if you will, the refrain, for his mercy endureth forever. Shall we recite? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
For
oh, give thanks unto the God of gods.
For
oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who alone doeth great wonders. To him that by wisdom made the heavens. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters. To him that made great lights. The sun to rule by day, the moon and the stars to rule by night, to him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, and brought out Israel from among them. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. To him which divided the Red Sea into parts. And made Israel to pass through the midst of it. But overthrew Pharaoh and his hosts in the Red Sea. To him which led his people through the wilderness. To him which smote great kings. And slew famous kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites. And Og, the king of Bashan, and gave their land for an inheritance, even an heritage unto Israel his servant, who remembered us in our low estate, and hath redeemed us from our enemies, who giveth food to all flesh. O give thanks unto the God of heaven, for his mercy endureth forever. Let us now stand together and sing the closing hymn, numbered 497. And now, our Father, as we leave this place of worship to go back to our classes and other responsibilities, may thy Holy Spirit accompany us and teach us and discipline us and train us. And may we be fit for the high calling to which thou hast called us, not in our own strength, for certainly we cannot be, but in the power of thy presence, may we be more than we are through Jesus Christ our Lord.